are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Jesus is coming back. He is coming. When, we don't know, but all we know is that he is coming. So the concept of spiritual preparedness refers to individuals making active decisions to live according to God's will for their lives in anticipation of Christ's return. It is a spiritual state of being ready to meet God whenever that day comes, whether that is through death or the second coming. It is an essential concept because as Christians, the return of Christ is the ultimate fulfillment of the gospel, and there is a tremendous reward for faithfully and obedient servanthood as we wait for him. Pastor Muga, Murubwanji.
Niribwino.
I say Niribwino. Yeah!
That is powerful.
I've been practicing.
I'll look for some Zulu greetings tomorrow. At least I know Siyabonga and which is closer if it's not the word.
Siyabonga is thank you. So you say Sawubona.
It's Sawubona. Ah, there are those magazines I get at the airport. They are Sawubona. What is Sawubona?
Yes. Sawubona is hello. I see you. Like it's like basically hello. Yes.
Oh, Sawubona. Like in our language, saying Sawubona, I've seen you.
You see? We are getting there, Fundis. So me and you, we are getting there. This language, you know. Next time, I'm going to interview you in your language and you answer in Zulu, ne?
No problem. Yeah. Without clicking sounds.
Yes, Mfundisi Swami will be clicking everywhere here. But, you know, people will understand us. They will understand us, Mfundisi Swami.
Exactly.
Indeed. Pastor, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Lord and our Savior, we are thankful for another moment to sit at your feet and listen to you speak to our hearts, speak through us. There's someone out there who's waiting for a word to make a decision or to be encouraged, to be motivated, to hold on. How we pray that whatever will be spoken, it will glorify your name and your name only. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, you know, we've started nicely. We even learned some new words, your Perugia. You know, we've learned, you know, about the second coming, why, in fact, it's important and why we believe in that. But whilst we wait, Mfundisi Swami, in this waiting, you know, is it important for us to be spiritually prepared for the second coming? And how do we do that?
Thank you very much. Like you have rightly said, it is important to have the spiritual preparedness for the second coming of Christ. Mm-hmm. Like we rightly said, the Bible says we do not know the hour. Mm. Like the 10 virgins, they didn't know the time when the groom was to come. So we do not know the hour of the Master's appearing, or we know that he's coming. Mm. So that means one of the important things that are needed for spiritual preparedness, why it is important, is that it puts us in an attitude that can help us as Christians, like it was with those virgins. They were waiting, they slept, but when he came, they woke up, trimmed their lamps, they were ready for his coming, apart from those five who didn't. Then it is important for us to have this spiritual preparedness, because it's a matter of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
When you are not saved, you have lost everything.
Yeah.
When you are saved, you have gained all.
Mm.
So it's a matter of life and death. And when you are talking about life, we are talking about eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
When you are talking about death, you are talking about eternally dying.
Mm.
Not that after this 1,000 years. No. You go and go.
Yes.
So when we are spiritually prepared, we avoid that embarrassment, like that is recorded in the Revelation, where people see Jesus, they start running to the mountains, to the lions, to say, no, eat me. Say, well, it's over for me. Just look at the one who is coming.
Mm.
So it is important for us to be spiritually prepared because of the eternal consequences that are associated with the coming of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that, no, me, I can remain in Cape Town as Jesus takes his own people. I can go to an island, Jamaica, and have a nice time there. No, life will come to a standstill. So no wonder it is important for you and I to have this spiritual preparedness. Like we find in Hebrews 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith. We are looking to him.
Yes.
During this preparedness. He is the author and the finish of our faith. Everything begins with him, ends with him.
So, Mpundiswami, what steps now? Here we are, I often say that, you know, we are veteran Christians and we have the new us, you know, the us, the because we're still young pastor.
Yes.
I'm young. Yes, Mpundiswami, you know. So what steps can Christian take, you know, to ensure they are spiritually prepared for Christ's return, be it a veteran Christian, be it a new Christian? Like, what steps now do we take to ensure that, hey, when the trumpets call, we are ready?
Thank you. Just like in an examination, for you to be ready in an examination, you have to prepare ahead of time. We have seen people, you go to school and you didn't prepare. Then an hour before the exam, you start studying the stuff. And then you meet it in the exam. You can't remember, but you studied it. But for us to prepare for the coming of Christ, one step that is essential is to study the Bible, because that's where we get that second coming. So we have to study the Bible diligently. You are studying the Bible, and when you are studying the Bible, I'm getting information there that can help me to live well. It's not just acquiring information to know the 2,300 days, to know the image in Daniel chapter 2. No, but what is it speaking to me? What should I do now from what have I, from what I have read? The next thing that we need is prayer, to find time for quality prayer. Like we hear about in the Bible, Mark there, chapter 1, verse 35, Jesus would go to a solitary place and pray. When the disciples heard Jesus, they said, no. The way this man prays is different. And he says, teach us how to pray. Yeah. Because prayer is an art. Like another art, you need to learn it. I need to learn it. So we need time to study the Bible. We need time to pray. Then we need also fellowship. Coming together as a family, reminding each other that we are one big family. We are in different places during the course of the week, but we come together like on the Sabbath to have that fellowship. We are a family, to warm each other, just like a firewood. If you have ever stayed in the village, when you bring these fire, these pieces of wood together and you put the fire there, the closer they are to each other, the more they burn. When they are separated, the fire goes out. And it happens to us also as Christians. No wonder we are supposed to come together from time to time to rekindle the fires in each other.
Yeah.
We also need to witness.
Okay.
To talk about this Christ.
Yeah.
To announce. If you are going to a place that you have never been, and it's a good place, you are going to talk about it. So when we have done the Bible study, the prayer, the fellowship, and then the natural thing that will happen is to tell others. And praying for the Holy Spirit. Like we said yesterday or the other day, a burning lamp uses oil, and it needs to be replenished. No wonder we hear from the Bible, it says, ask the Lord, and he will give you the rain, meaning the Holy Spirit. So we need those steps for us to stay alert as we tell others, as we announce, as we broadcast about the second coming of Christ. It also sinks more in us. When you don't talk about something, it's just like with Christ, we are in a love relationship. People, you cannot hide a love relationship. It's impossible unless it is not a love relationship. So if you have got a love relationship with Jesus, you are going to talk about it.
So, Mpundisi, you know, we have the other day, Pastor Munga, I think this one I'll call you for it, so we check it proper, me and you know, in a very lengthy conversation. And I was like, some of us, we think we have the Holy Spirit, can't we? Don't have the Holy Spirit. Or we had the Holy Spirit, but now it seems like, you know, the Holy Spirit is not there. So with that in mind, Pundiswami, that we think we are prepared, but sometimes we might actually really not be prepared, you know. So in what ways can spiritual preparedness, Pundiswami, enhance the quality of life for a Christian believer?
In the first place, the believer, his life or spiritual problem can be enhanced. One, we look at your lifestyle. Is my lifestyle aligned with the blessed hope? Because we are talking about the second coming of Christ, which is our blessed hope. Everything, all my worries, everything about me, they are looking to that. When this happens, then everything is there. So we need to have a lifestyle that is aligned to the blessed hope. Just like we take our cars for wheel alignment. Because when you are using the car, after some time, you find the wheels are not aligning.
Yes.
And then one tire is finishing the other side and that kind of thing. So we take it for wheel alignment. So even our lives, are they aligned with our blessed hope? Like Paul's writing to the Corinthians when he says, whether you eat, whether you drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. If Sister Zanere, you stood on a platform and the whole world watching you, the 8 billion people,
yes,
what can they say about your hair? What can they say about your dress? If the whole world were to watch what you eat, what you drink, can they say this lady is waiting for the second coming of Christ?
We are talking
about enhancing the quality of life as believers. Because if what you believe in does not align with what you eat, what you dress, where you go, your conversations, then there's a problem. If my spirituality is just on the Sabbath, then there's a problem. If I just have to dress well on the Sabbath when I'm going to church, that's when I carry the Bible. That's when I get the study guide. That's when I get the hymn book. The whole week I can't sing. I can't do this. Nothing to do with the Bible. Then there's a problem, which is very big.
So we spoke about being prepared in Pundiswam, and then now, what are the dangers of not being prepared? Because, yeah, it's possible.
I wish I had a way of not answering that question because I fear it a lot.
We are ready for it, Pundis.
There are two verses in the Bible that I will share at any audience in the world, whether they are related to what I say or not.
Yeah.
And that is the question of when Jesus comes, where will you be? We have got Jeremiah 8, verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. In summary, you are lost by choice. Opportunities were given to you, but you did not choose. So you are lost. The second one, which is Isaiah 25, verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So we have got two classes of people at each and every generation. When Jesus Christ, he has got two classes of people. Those who said the harvest is past, summer is ended, we are not, meaning we are lost. So the question is that, where am I going to be?
Yep.
And where I'll be that time is depends on where I am now. Where I am now, where you are now, is Christ Jesus in your heart?
Yes.
I'm not saying is your name written in the church register. No. Is Jesus dwelling in you? It is one thing to be a pastor, and it's one thing to have Christ in my heart.
True.
I can preach powerful sermons. I've listened to sermons on YouTube, and you say, wow. This is real stuff. This is preaching. But the question is that, do I have Christ?
And that is a pertinent question, Mfundis. Very pertinent.
Yes.
Because we live daily, we do things daily, thinking we have Christ. Can't know, man. I, Pastor, this one, let me leave it for Bible perspective. Me and you will have to speak more about this one. Like, how do you check? Because I always say, like, how do you check? You know, we are too familiar with the Spirit. We are too familiar with the things of God. I believe there needs to be a time where you pause. You're like, but, okay, let's move along from this one to the preparedness. Yeah, because that one, So, Mfundisi Swami, how does spiritual preparedness, you know, help believers navigate worldly pleasures in anticipation of Christ's return? Because there are a lot of things, Mfundisi Swami, that entice us in this world. Like those who work, most of them today, it's payday, Mfundisi. Yo, kuningi. When you turn left,
yes,
things, they're like, buy me, can't you? I've not even returned your tithe. When you do this, but you know, so there are a lot of things that entice us in this world that are not nowhere near, you know, Christianity related or the second coming. But how does now us being prepared for his coming prepare us to navigate these things that will call us even when we don't want them to call us?
Thank you. There is a mentality that you and I and our listeners need to have.
Mm.
Just like the people who are rich, they have got a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Millionaires, billionaires, they first develop a mentality.
Mm.
You start telling yourself, I will have a lot of money and this man will not excite me. I'll have a lot of money and this man will not. Until it goes into the subconscious. Even when the money comes, the mentality is already there.
Mm.
That I'll have plenty, but I'll not squander it.
Mm.
So even as Christians, we need to develop a certain mentality. Like in 1 Peter 1 verse 1, where I say, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered.
Mm.
Psalms 119 verse 19 says, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me.
Mm.
The stranger or pilgrim mentality. This world is not our home.
Mm.
It's not.
Mm.
So I can. There are a lot of things that can invite my attention in front of me. Today we have got adverts that are coming on Facebook, adverts that are coming on Instagram, LinkedIn, and all the things that are just inviting, that get me.
Mm.
But I have to remind myself all the time that I am a stranger in this world.
Hey.
It is not my home. If I came to stay in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
there are certain privileges that I cannot enjoy because I'm a foreigner,
yes,
in that country.
Yes.
There are certain things that you are going to get yourself,
mm.
because you are a citizen of that country.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know when I'm in South Africa that here I'm a foreigner.
Mm.
I've got a home back somewhere there.
Mm.
I remember when I was studying in Germany. 6 months before coming home, I had already packed everything. Even the toothpaste, the Colgate, was coming from the bag. I brush my teeth, I pack it. Because I was longing to go home.
Mm-hmm.
This place, that place had everything.
Yeah.
Apart from eternal life. But I was longing to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
I was a stranger. So we need to have that mentality. That in this earth, this world is not my home.
Mm.
With all the beauty that I can see, it is not my home.
Mm.
There is something better that is coming. The best is yet to come. Even when you are at the table, when I can't eat certain foods that other people are eating, my conscience is telling me that the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let people eat this and that. I can't eat this. I will not eat this like it was with Daniel. But I'm saying that the best is yet to come. So we need to have the pilgrim mentality.
Mm.
We need to have the mentality that we are strangers on this earth.
Mm.
We can't fit in.
Mm. I remember there was a time we were doing the quarterly lesson, right? And someone asked the questions like, what's the point of this quarterly, because people don't even read it these days, you know. And the pastor who came through was like, no, it's very important for you to feed yourself with these things as everything else. But with that in mind, Mfundisi Swami, what can we do, you know, to prepare ourselves to spiritually, so to be prepared spiritually, so during this time as we are waiting, and others say, he's been coming, Jesus. He's been, you know, and as someone were like, but it doesn't seem like he's coming, but he's been, like, you know, whilst we are waiting spiritually, what can we do? Should we be studying these quarterlies we're having? Should we be studying the Bible? Should even people even be listening to AWR? Oh, it's okay, man. You know, we should just watch Netflix and watch Instagram and everything. So what could we be doing for this one spiritually? So.
Thank you. In 2 Peter 3 verse 12, it says, looking for and hasting under the coming of the day of God. During the time of waiting, we need to look for the second coming of Christ and also to hasten it. Like we have said, spiritual preparation. The challenge that we have today is one, in the olden days, Christians, if we have to be specific, Seventh-day Adventist members, they had the time to study the Bible and they had time for prayer.
Yeah.
Today, it's like we no longer have that time.
Yep.
If I can squeeze you in a corner to say, is there any time, Sister Zanel, my daughter, when I say this time, even if you call me, I'm in prayer. Even if you call me this time, I'm studying the Bible. My phone is off. My phone is somewhere. I've set this time for prayer. I've set this time for studying the Bible. I want God to speak to my soul. I also want to speak to him. That is the spiritual preparedness that we need.
Yes.
When I read those accounts in Numbers where the Bible says when God rebuked Aaron and Miriam for talking negatively about the wife of Moses, and God says, with these prophets, I speak to them in visions and in dreams.
Yes.
But with Moses, I speak with him face to face. Why can't you do it yourself today? If God could be spoken to face with a human being who once lived on this earth, why shouldn't he be taken to task to do the same today with me? Am I that serious that I can also be with this God? And it's your privilege, and it is my privilege today, that I can have that time with God. And when we do that, like we have those accounts in Acts where the Bible says, those people who looked at Stephen, when they looked at his face, he looked like an angel. When Moses came to the from the mountain, the face was shy. He had to cover it. People were almost running away. Do we have that time when you can be with God? And when you come out, generally people don't see you. They see the glory of God around you.
Yep.
Do we have that time today? Hey. We don't seem to have it.
Hey, Fundis. We are busy with Netflix and Instagram, as you know, you said. But the Lord will help us, we pray. We hope as well. So, Mfundisi, we have non-believers amongst us. We have non-believers in the world that we are living with, you know. So how might they view the concept of spiritual preparedness for the second coming? And how can we better help them to also be in the same page as us, that he is coming back? Be ready so that you are not left behind.
Thank you. Like I said earlier on, when you are in a love relationship with someone, whether that is like a good relationship or bad relationship, others will see it. When Isaac went to this place, Gerar, he said, no, this is not my wife, this is my sister. Then the Bible says this king, Abimelech, saw these people having fun together. Then he goes, no, man, you are telling a lie. This is your wife. The way you are relating with him, it's your wife. So the lifestyle of a Christian is supposed to tell another person that this one is another person. In other words, like we have said, is there an alignment between your beliefs and your day-to-day life? In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, the Bible says, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. It is non-believers who called these people Christians. Actually, the way the name Christian came as a nickname. These people talked about Christ. These people in Antioch talked about Christ. Everything that they did, it was, is it in alignment with the Christ? And then people nicknamed them Christians. Can people nickname you, non-believers, nickname Zanel, this lady is a follower of Christ? So much as we can preach sermons to them, but the best sermon that can preach to another person is your lifestyle, is my lifestyle.
Yep.
When Joseph was living in the home of Potiphar, what happened? The Bible says the Lord was with him. And Potiphar noticed that the Lord is with this person. We mentioned it the other day. This is a pagan. Also, that this young man is different. Even the promotion that he had around, it was because of the same. Zechariah 8, we have got the same situation here. In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of, out of all the languages, the nation shall take hold of the skirt of a Jew and say, we will go with you. For we have heard that God is with you.
Yeah.
These are pagans. They say, no, 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 no. We have the heard that God is with you. 10 people surround you. They say, no, no, we have heard God is with you. Have people heard that God is with Zanere? Can they see you if you stand in front of the whole world? Can they say, this lady is a Christian?
Hey.
So our lifestyle must preach more than our words. If our words are saying something and our lifestyle are saying something, then even unbelievers say, no, that is just a waste of time. If I can preach to them and then we meet in dark corners with the same people,
We are missing Fundis there. The network has disappeared. But I think, you know, today Pastor Munga is actually raising some very pertinent questions that we all need to ask ourselves. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm listening, and I'm like, Pastor today came with a whip. He's whipping us with this question. Fundis, we missed you there.
I'm whipping myself.
You're whipping yourself as well.
Exactly. I'm not better than anyone.
Yeah.
There are times you feel ashamed the whole week you have not studied the Bible. Say, but I'm a pastor, I can't study the Bible. Then on Friday you wake up to say, what can I preach? Then you start recycling those same ones you preached 20 years ago.
Mm.
You bring on the table and that kind of, it does not touch you, it doesn't touch anyone around you. I'm also speaking to myself.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, you're asking very good questions today. And I remember there was a year where the youth were going with the theme, Be the Sermon. And even when we are going, not just them, the pastors as well, they're like, Be the Sermon. And you are right to ask, Guti, will people around me know that I'm a Christian? Will people around me, can they see that I have Christ in me, or they are seeing something else? Which is something that I believe that pause is needed. That pause and ask yourself, Mzalani, hey, this is your life. Are you ministering to someone or you are chasing them away from this God? Mfundisi, any closing remarks there as we end today? And please do pray for us at the end.
Thank you. A lot of the closing remarks is the reference to the 10 virgins, the 5 wise. Let us stay prepared. May our oil ever be flowing in us. May we avail ourselves before God that He can be filling us with this oil. So that as we study His word, as we pray, as we fellowship, as we talk to others, they will hear Him speak to us and not hear us. And may our lives align with what we believe in. Shall we pray?
Amen.
Our Redeemer and our Savior, we are so thankful for your rebuking questions, for your rebuking words, tough and painful questions. But Lord Jesus, it is because you love us. You want each one of us to be found ready when you come the second time, which is soon. Where we have gone wrong, we pray that you forgive us. Put us in order, help us to put our houses in order as individuals, so that wherever we go, the way we speak, the way we think, the way we do things, our lifestyle must preach first before we open even our mouths, our dress, our hairstyles. What we do may be to the glory and honor of your name. It is painful to make changes that align with what you want, but may it be done. May we lose everything in this world so that we can gain that eternity. Help us to hold on to our faith and to hold on to the blessed hope. Bless your maid servant, Sister Zanere, and the team at Adventist World Radio. May your face shine upon them each and every day. Bless the work of their hands and bless our listeners out there. Bless them in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. Till we chat again tomorrow.
You're most welcome, and our listeners, God bless you.
Amen.
Tune into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.